Just moments after DNC organizers got the keys to Time Warner Cable Arena, workers were already busy gutting the corporate suites.
So you can see what they're doing is they've removed the drink rail. They're going to take that out so make room for media facilities.
Theo LeCompte is the chief operating officer for the Democratic National Convention Committee. The DNC will pay the Charlotte Bobcats $5 million for exclusive access to the city-owned arena over the next 2 months. Bobcats Executive Vice President Bill Duffy says that's a fair price for an event of such importance to the city. Funds to rent and renovate the arena come out of the $36.6 million the Charlotte in 2012 host committee has promised to raise. LeCompte says the bulk of the work at the arena entails converting 35 suites into media studios.
We've got more than 20 miles of cable going in that upgrades the electrical, gives them their power, and allows them to get their signals from those suites, which were obviously not designed as studios, out to their control rooms and production trucks in order to be able to get it back on TV.
Charlotte-based Rogers Builders is handling the temporary arena remodel. CEO Pat Rogers says many of the 150 or so workers on the job are unionized, but all are being compensated according to union wages and conditions. The DNC has pledged to put everything at Time Warner Cable Arena back the way they found it once the convention is over. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.